The campaign director for Labour's federal election campaign has delivered his report on why the party only just managed to cling to power after this year's poll. Carl Bitar says the leaks during the election campaign and the appearance of the party's former leader Mark Latham caused a lot of damage by conveying the perception of disunity. He says voters were turned off by that and had unrealistically high expectations of what Labour could deliver in its first term in office. The party's national secretary says the party should set up a permanent committee on party reform, debate policy publicly, and consider giving MPs more conscience votes. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Carl Bitar's one-hour address to the National Press Club was partly a confessional, and his critics will argue a revisionary attempt at explaining what went wrong for Labour.
In our first term, Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister achieved more in that one term as Prime Minister than John Howard achieved in any term, in any one of his terms in office.
And Mr Bitar admits he'll never know if Kevin Rudd could have led Labour to a better election result than Julia Gillard.
All I can say is that at the time when the leadership change happened and occurred, at that point, if the election was that day, we couldn't have won. So we were behind at that point, we would have lost the election at that point. But again, I can't look to the future and say, had Kevin Rudd still been Prime Minister, the ALP would or would not have won the election campaign.
He says he knew the party was in deep trouble early in the campaign during a phone conversation with his wife, a long-time party member. The call happened after the infamous confrontation between the party's former leader, Mark Latham, and Julia Gillard.
And she said to me, if it wasn't for you, I'd be voting Greens at this election. This was coming from someone who admires Julia Gillard, someone who detests Tony Abbott, and someone who is pretty indifferent about the Greens. I came into the office that morning and told the story to a cabinet minister who was in the office, and he said, you're not going to believe this, but my wife said something very similar just the other day.
He says Mr Latham's intervention and the leaks almost sunk the party.
The leaks had two major effects. First, they sucked up oxygen, and worse, they portrayed disunity. Despite opening up a decent lead in the first week of the election campaign, after a week of leaks and just 3 weeks out from election day, we were facing a two-party swing against us in Queensland of 9% and a swing against us in New South Wales marginal seats of 6%. These swings, translated into seats, would have cost us 13 seats in Queensland and 9 seats in New South Wales. So that's 22 seats just in New South Wales and Queensland, not including any of the other states. Those responsible for the leaks and for the disunity did their job well. So well that they almost brought down a Labor government.
He admits to three campaign mistakes: the Climate Change Citizens Assembly policy, the Epping to Parramatta rail link in Sydney, and the Real Julia declaration.
It wasn't really about, you know, a real Julia and a fake Julia. Unfortunately, that's the way it came across. The truth is, it was just a change in campaigning strategy. Our assumption had to be we just copped a week of leaks. We had to assume we were going to cop another 3 weeks. We didn't know when the leaks were going to start, and we didn't know that the leaks were going to stop. So strategically, we had to change the dynamic, and that did change the dynamic during the campaign.
Yet the party's national secretary has declined to say if he had a hand in any of those mistakes.
I'm not going to go into private discussions which were had during the campaign.
He says the Rudd government didn't properly communicate its achievements. The public's expectations of what Labor could achieve in its first term were unrealistically high, and that dissatisfied voters believed they could punish the party with a protest vote without realising that Labor had only a tenuous grip on power.
Protest voters are becoming a much, much bigger issue for political parties. The reason for that is because voters now are feeling much more empowered than they ever were. There was a time when you'd hear a lot of voters reflecting and saying, my vote won't count and my vote can't make a difference to the election result. Well, those days are gone.
He says the party's branch system needs renewal, that it should embrace online participation, and he's recommended a permanent standing committee on party reform be established to report to the National Executive and the National Conference. Mr Bitar says the party should discuss the ability of MPs to have more conscience votes, and that it's time the party properly debated policy and ideas in the public domain, saying that it was actively discouraged in Labor's first term.
In hindsight, you look at that and you think that was probably a mistake, or it was a mistake. You look at things like our national conference, where over 2.5 days we didn't have one debate on the floor of conference. You look back now And I hope we have a lot of debates on the floor of the next conference, which comes to your next issue, which is issues of conscience votes. And that's something that National Party Conference, the next National ALP Conference, not the next National Party Conference, the next National ALP Conference, that's something that I'm sure will be under strong consideration.
The Liberal Party's Federal Director, Brian Loughnane, delivers his verdict tomorrow.
Sabra Lane.